Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Your Music, the weekly exploration of musical expressions and talents from around the world. I'm your host, Evan Davis, and today we're going to focus on music that American radio stations, nearly all of them, shamefully, simply don't play, ever. In part, this may be because much of this music is in Arabic, although not all of it. It could be because it's not really available to the sit-at-a-desk DJs who just play their favorite music, dug from crates or sent by friends. It may very well be because much of this music is political in a way that flies in the face of the status quo, expressing sentiments that are either not understood or are too controversial for most radio stations. Although if you listen to the commercial hip-hop stations, a lot of that music talks about murder and rape, drug selling, and general gangsterism. Or if you listen to the right-wing country stations, are there any non-right-wing country stations? You'll hear messages about waging wars, blaming the poor, pedestalizing or in other ways controlling women, or flat-out raping children in the case of Republican spokeswacko Ted Nugent. So I don't see what's so controversial or unorthodox or difficult to understand about music celebrating the culture and highlighting the struggle of Palestine for peace and sovereignty. That's going to be the focus of the program today, Music of Palestine. And we'll start with one of my favorite Palestinian singers, Reem Banna.
في رأس سارة الصغير